This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And now you can try a bottle yourself, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got lots to talk about this weekend, and we're live. We're here. We're available. And we can take your phone calls. You can come directly into the doctor's office. Just jot down this number and call us this hour or next. 877-726-8255. Or just make it even simpler, it's 877-726-TALK. That's 877-726-TALK for questions related to Intelligent Medicine. And that's our mission statement here. We try to bring you the best stories, the most important and consequential stories on the medical and nutritional front. Intelligent Medicine means the best of high-tech medicine along with the best of natural therapies in perfect integration. That's what we need more of here to save our medical system. And I'm going to share with you, before we take your phone calls, a story that really kind of epitomizes what we're about here on Intelligent Medicine. And it speaks to the question of why follow a healthy lifestyle, because it involves a lot of sacrifice, a lot of discipline, and a lot of deferral, of gratification. Why bother? And a lot of people say, look, you know, yeah, I can, you know, eat right and optimize my weight and exercise and but, you know, what's it going to get me? You know, I might live a couple of months longer. Big deal. You know, smoking cigarettes, doing bad stuff to your body. You know, the argument is, what good is it to live a healthy lifestyle? Will it make me live longer or will it just seem longer out of sheer boredom? You know, lack of gratification, denial of hedonism. And so this story from a German research institute, it's the Max Planck Institute, provides us with, I think, one of the strongest justifications for following a healthy lifestyle that I think you can ever, ever come up with. Headline, a healthy lifestyle increases life expectancy by not just weeks, not just months, not just a couple of years, but up to 7 years. And what they're talking about is we're not talking about reading every single label, eating grass-fed, organic, pasture-raised food, avoiding all pollutants, living in a pristine environment, distilling your water, meditating, doing high-intensity exercise day in and day out until you pass away at the age of 97. No. It's pretty simple. Maintaining a normal weight, not smoking, and drinking alcohol at moderate levels are factors that add healthy years to life. And you're going to be surprised when I share with you the criteria for a healthy lifestyle, because they are extremely lenient. They're not stringent at all. First of all, they noted, most importantly, never smokers who are not obese lived 4 to 5 years longer than the general population. And what's even more important, you know, some people say, look, we're all going to die, so what? But the way that people sometimes survive beyond the age of 50 in this country is pretty uncomfortable. They are dependent on medications. They're visiting doctors all the time. They feel lousy, and they undergo frequent operations. But the additional longevity, 4 to 5 years, that never smokers achieved were free of added disability. So this makes a difference not just in the quantity of life, but also the quality of life. And the researchers on the study say, quote, improvements in medical technology are often thought to be the gatekeeper to healthier, longer life. We're always looking for some breakthrough technique, some magic procedure, genetic modification, CRISPR, some new longevity medication. But actually, the researchers say, quote, we showed that a healthy lifestyle, which costs nothing, is enough to enable individuals to enjoy a very long and healthy life. And they add, a moderately healthy lifestyle is enough to get the benefits. Avoiding being obese, what they considered obese was a BMI, a body mass index, of greater than 30. That's pretty easy. That's pretty easy, because actually anyone from 25 or 26 to 30 is already considered a little overweight. But obesity, their cutoff was 30, so that's quite a lenient cutoff. The cutoff for alcohol consumption is actually kind of funny. You know, this study was done in Germany. So what they considered moderate consumption of alcohol, men who had fewer than 14 drinks per week, that's moderate consumption of alcohol, and women who had fewer than 7 drinks per week were considered moderate drinkers. And so also, they did a comparison between the worst offenders, men and women who were overweight, had smoked or were current smokers, and who drank excessively. They compared them to the people who were the healthier lifestyle folks. Men were found to live an average of 11 years longer, and women, the gap between these two groups was found to be even greater at 12 years, and also, you know, consider the quality of life as you smoke, drink excessively, and are overweight. So, you know, in a way, this is kind of a duh study. Yeah, we know the benefits of a healthy lifestyle, but it's nice to have it documented and proven by a large-scale study that hopefully will give people some greater incentive to do the right thing. All right, let's take a call from John from Connecticut. Hi, John. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman.
Hello there.
How you doing?
Good.
Hi. I have Ashley. I called you 2 weeks ago. That's okay, right?
Yeah, that's fine. So
yeah,
what's your question?
Sort of follow up on what I just to change the subject a little bit. I had the venous insufficiency to the
John, you're breaking up a little bit. You know, we got the part about the venous insufficiency, but can we hear the rest of your question, or are you a little?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
I had venous insufficiency.
Okay. Well, let's see if John can get into a better phone range. You know, these cell phones, you know, I think cell phones are actually the worst innovation that ever hit radio, because we used to have a rule, but we had to finally give it up because people don't have landlines anymore. No cell phone calls, because they really damage the quality of call-in shows. But hey, things are different now. So let's share this item with you. If you're suffering from chronic fatigue, well, let me share with you some info about the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. NT Factor repairs damaged cells and restores balance in your gastrointestinal tract. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. I've seen the trials, and they're really quite remarkable, and I've also seen it work in many of my patients who take NT Factor. It's available in ProPax, which is a one-stop shop for your vitamin and mineral needs along with omega-3 fatty acids. But some people may just want to keep their favorite multi and still harness the power of NT Factor alone. So a new product, Healthy Aging, was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. It provides you the unique energy support of pure NT Factor. I've been taking NT Factor for years. I don't go a day without it. With a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order ProPax or Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or you can go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. ntfactor.com. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls, plus some insights on Senator John McCain's brain cancer diagnosis. What are some of the approaches that can help him extend his life? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our Intelligent Medicine principles. Or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the Intelligent Medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And indeed, we're with you. We're here to take your phone calls. 877-726-TALK is our number. That's 877-726-8255. We welcome your inquiries, and we'll deal with your medical and nutritional predicaments on today's program. In a moment, we'll talk about the situation with Senator John McCain. He faces some very, very profound medical challenges with a new diagnosis of cancer of the brain, malignant glioblastoma. But first, let's talk to Melissa from Las Vegas. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. So, you know, one of the things that I struggle with is I have doctors prescribing Q10, magnesium, calcium, D3, K2, fish oil, krill oil. I mean, I'm exhausted from it. By the time I get everything that I need and in the quantity it's recommended, I got 6 or 7 bottles a day and 14 pills and $289 a month, and I'm exhausted from that. What's a person to do?
Well, you know, I think that's really a key question. And, you know, this is actually something, unfortunately, I'm called upon to do quite a lot in my practice. You know, two basic types of patients. The patients who come in and they go, supplements? Oh, you think supplements can help? Oh, wow, okay. Yeah, I can start, you know, think that'll help my medical condition. And then we prescribe them. And then there's another type of patient, and I see this even more frequently, especially among real health enthusiasts. There's the people who read this, read that, go to multiple health practitioners, listen to radio programs like this, of which there are many, and get newsletters. Everything sounds good. And pretty soon they got a cabinet full of vitamins. They can barely swallow all the supplements they take. And some of them are redundant. And sometimes, you know, you get a little vitamin D from this, your bone formula, and vitamin D in your multi, and you take additional vitamin D, and, you know, it just starts to add up, and you might actually reach levels that are undesirable. you know, potentially toxic. So it needs to be straightened out, and it has to be straightened out on the basis of several things. You know, what? One is, you know, your age, your sex, you know, what are the requirements of the average, say, female who's your age? And then we individualize it according to test results. We may say, hey, you know, you're taking too much vitamin D, or you don't have enough vitamin D, or your magnesium low, you really need to push that. And also we pay attention to, you know, what's your medical condition, or what condition might you be destined to have? You might not have a medical condition, but you might have two parents who suffer from premature dementia. A genetic test might reveal that you're at risk. And then we push hard on that. So, you know, this is kind of a cop-out for me to say, you know, you need professional advice from someone who is not just interested in pushing a lot of supplements on you, and will kind of rationalize your program according to A, your budget, and B, your willingness to swallow a lot of pills. Because, and that's what I gear my practice towards. I mean, I have some people who are zealots. They'll take 30 different pills, no problem. But they may have very serious medical conditions also that require that they go full court press. And in some cases, I tell patients that they're taking far too many things. So, you know, you yourself are a woman. How old are you?
I am 55.
55. So average 55-year-old woman, I mean, on average, I'm going to say, might need something like a multi, perhaps a calcium supplement. The supplement that we use is called Osteopreve. You can find it at drhoffman.com if you click on it and join FullScript, which is our online service for supplements. You need fish oil. You might need something like NT Factor for energy. That's one of our good sponsors. I want to always give our sponsors a little bit of a acknowledgement here. Kyolic aged garlic extract is an excellent preventive. It helps the immune system, helps cardiovascular system. And then you may want to take something like what we call phytobenefits, which is a mixture, sort of like a multi of herbal constituents like lycopene and EGCG, green tea extract. It's got pomegranate extract. It's got extract of cruciferous vegetables. And all these things have anti-cancer, brain protective, and cardiovascular benefits. Perhaps some additional vitamin D, maybe a probiotic, and you're done. You know, is that equivalent to what you're taking? You know, hopefully we've given your program that's so unwieldy a little bit of a shave and a haircut. That's what we want to do.
Well, it's good information. So I'm an educated professional. How does a person find a gatekeeper physician that can pull this all together?
Yeah, when people in different parts of the country ask me, I send them to my professional organization, which is called the American College for Advancement in Medicine, abbreviation ACAM. And go to acam.org. They have a physician finder, you know, so that you can plug in. You want somebody within 25 miles of you. And if you're in Nevada, Las Vegas area, there's a lot of people like that. And, you know, they vary in quality, but, you know, at least it'll give you a heads up on what some of the options are for you. You know, it's worth a professional consultation to clean it up and tailor the program specifically to your needs. Thanks very much for your call. I appreciate it. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. More on Senator John McCain and what can be done for his brain cancer when we return.
The best things in life are free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and live free. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. You can call us at 877-726-TALK, and we got a couple of callers waiting, so we'll be taking calls momentarily. But first, this Washington is reeling with the news that Senator John McCain has been diagnosed with potentially deadly brain cancer, glioblastoma. And, you know, it all started when they said when he had a little blood clot over his eye and they were going to operate to see what it was. But I have a feeling, you know, I kind of know how doctors think and I know how they express themselves. They probably saw something suspicious on an MRI and said, blood clot, but it could be something real bad. But let's not jump the gun. Let's just say it's going to be a minor problem until we find out the worst. And the surgical pathology revealed the presence of glioblastoma, which is the same cancer, ironically, that affected Senator Edward Kennedy. Ironically, this was also when major healthcare legislation was being considered in 2008. So both were really linchpins on opposite sides of the aisle for passage of healthcare legislation, and both developed a very severe cancer. Kennedy was diagnosed in May 2008, and he survived about 15 months after undergoing surgery, followed by chemo and radiation. And that's about right for glioblastoma, because the average survival is about 12 to 14 months. It is a very aggressive cancer. Very few treated patients survive greater than 5 years. But they say that there are new techniques that can be employed on Kennedy. So let's take a look at them. There are new techniques of minimally invasive image-guided surgery. And they now have something called intraoperative MRI to actually see where they're going. But it's not just a matter of surgery when it comes to glioblastoma. You can remove the cancer, but it is something that spreads like crabgrass. And the object of the surgery is to remove as little as of the usable brain as possible, retaining needed brain tissue while aggressively removing the cancer. And then they give you radiation, and now they have something called MR spectroscopy, which helps to define the tumor margins for the purpose of radiation planning. So it's more focused and it's not just blasting away damaging normal tissue. The drug treatments are getting mixed reviews from experts. There have been several failures of drugs in extending survival, but there are some new drugs. Keytruda, it's an immunotherapy, and Optivo, which have some, quote, initial promising results in brain cancer. We're not sure what that's going to end up being. There's also something called a tumor-treating field electrical device. And that appears promising, but promising when it comes to brain cancer is not making that much of a difference. In one recent trial, this electrical device appeared to boost five-year survival from 5% to a mere 13%. I mean, it's something, but, you know, promising, but not a cure. So, also, there is new buzz about treatments for leukemia, and those treatments, some form or another, may be applicable to brain cancer. Also, there's some techniques of using viruses injected directly into the tumor that have been promising. Again, you know, featured on 60 Minutes, and then you don't hear much about them because ultimately they're not practical. They don't pan out. But here's a couple of things that really ought to be considered. I have here an article entitled Targeting Metabolism with a Ketogenic Diet During the Treatment of Glioblastoma Multiforme. And there is ongoing research on the ketogenic diet, which deprives the cancer of sugar. And this is a big deal to follow this very rigorous diet. You get no carbs, and you get mostly fat as a source of your energy needs, along with some protein. This is preliminary, but what they found is that dietary restriction of carbohydrates through a ketogenic diet reduces blood sugar levels significantly, and that may help with, in effect, starving the cancer of the fuel that it needs to proliferate. very low sugar. Of course, it's impossible to bring your sugar to zero because you would die, so the technique is of limited utility. But when combined with hyperbaric oxygen, there's some promising news about that. We've done a couple of podcasts on that subject with Thomas Seyfried, who's an expert on ketogenic diet and cancer. And when you get sort of a double whammy, you deprive the cancer of sugar and you overwhelm the cancer with high levels of oxygen. And this can be helpful, especially as a way to minimize the damage of radiation treatment, but also to augment the killing power of radiation treatment. Here's a study, hyperbaric oxygen as an adjunctive therapy in treatment of malignancies, including brain tumors. Hyperbaric oxygen for radiation-induced brain injury in children. Why would children be getting radiation-induced brain injury? Well, because kids get brain cancer, and using hyperbaric oxygen seems to mitigate the damage. Also, this article this is based on a study that was launched in 2011. I don't know what became of it, but the Long Island Brain Tumor Center was undertaking a trial of hyperbaric oxygen for precisely this, glioblastoma. They were recruiting study participants who would receive experimental hyperbaric therapy prior to each radiation treatment during treatment for brain cancer. So there are alternative modalities. I got to say that brain cancer, more challenging than other types of cancer, prostate cancer, I think very amenable to natural therapy. And we'll share with you later an article about how watchful waiting for early prostate cancer, the survival is equivalent to, you know, removing your prostate or blasting your prostate with proton beams or radiation. And but when it comes to brain cancer, I don't think that things that help for other cancers are that helpful. Things like curcumin and sulforaphane and EGCG and, you know, vitamin D and all the things that might make a difference in slowing the progression of other types of cancer. I'm not sure that they can touch this aggressive form of cancer. They wouldn't hurt, but to rely upon them as sole therapy, intravenous vitamin C, for example, is not enough to curb this aggressive cancer. So it's got to be an intelligent medicine deployment of high-tech, innovative therapies along with some other natural therapies such as ketogenic diet, which I consider natural, and hyperbaric oxygen. What's more natural than applying 3 atmospheres of oxygen to retard the growth and kill tumors? So hopefully, in these high-profile individuals, sometimes they are steered into strictly conventional care. It's very hard for them to deviate like an ordinary person might and explore alternatives because they're considered national role models, and conventional medicine guards them very jealously so that they don't go off and do something that would be considered wacky. All right, let's take a call now from John. Let's try John, see if John's in a better spot to receive our, use his cell phone.
How about
that? Hi, John. Yeah, so far so
okay,
good. Let's
now?
Go, John. Yeah, yeah, let's go.
I'm a type 2 diabetic. I'm on insulin. I'm 57 years old. I had laser surgery in April for my diabetic retinopathy, and I called you 2 weeks ago about the a venous insufficiency I had in my legs, and I was taking venous optimizer, and you said up it to 4 pills. That healed really good. That should help my small blood vessels in the eye too, right?
Because absolutely, yes.
Blood vessels.
It can have benefits there as well. So I think the crux of the remarks, if I remember them correctly with you last time, were that if you're a type 2 diabetic and you're taking insulin, generally, and I don't know your precise medical situation, that's kind of an oxymoron. Type 2 is a non-insulin-dependent diabetic. And unfortunately, they take some non-insulin-dependent diabetics and make them insulin-dependent by aggressively treating them with insulin. And if you are carrying any extra weight, you got a good chance of going off insulin. What's your height and weight, sir?
5'9", and I weigh like 160, 165.
Yeah, I think that's part of the problem is that you may be sort of type 1.5. You're moving towards insulin dependency because you're, you know, similar stature to me. I may have an inch or two on you on height. The problem being You know, and I don't know what you physically look like. If you don't have extra body fat to lose, it's harder to shed insulin. And, you know, of course, there are natural things that can help you with blood sugar control. I like a product called Diaxanol, which has chromium and alpha-lipoic acid in it. I also like CM-Core, which is berberine. And berberine has been shown to be equivalent to metformin in terms of its efficacy. But, you know, if metformin had worked for you, you wouldn't be diabetic and you wouldn't be on insulin. So those are some of the things that, you know, could work adjunctively for you. It sounds like a little bit of a complicated medical situation, but I think it illustrates for our listeners the problems that can occur when people have poor blood sugar control. It affects the eyes. It can cause retinal damage, blindness. And therefore, that's a strong rationale for getting your blood sugar under control early, before even you get a formal diagnosis of diabetes. You may have pre-diabetes, metabolic syndrome, insulin resistance, they call it. But even then, the nerves get damaged, the eyes get damaged, the brain gets damaged, the heart gets damaged. This is a pathway towards a lot of problems. Thanks for your call, John. All the best to you, and good luck with that challenging situation. All right. You've heard about the Zona Plus. We've talked about it here on Intelligent Medicine, and we're seeing great results and getting good feedback from our listeners. It's a natural way to manage your blood pressure without medication. It's a high-tech smart device that's handheld, and it's beautifully designed because it gives you feedback about your grip strength. And no, you don't have to have iron grip strength to use it. It's a type of exercise that people can do that rejiggers their blood sugar response. It works. 22 clinical studies confirm that regular use can result in an average decrease of blood pressure of 10% or more with just 4 to 8 weeks of consistent use. Now, if you want to find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or tryzona.com. And we set something up so that as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's now offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. Seriously, it's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation for something that affects so many Americans over the age of 50, hypertension. It's the Zona Plus at tryzona.com. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll be right back taking more of your phone calls here on Intelligent Medicine.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or tryzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at tryzona.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and you can call us 877-726-TALK, and we're about to take some of our live callers, but there are other ways you can get questions to us. Let me mention them. One is by emailing us to radioprogram@AOL.com, radioprogram@AOL.com, and that question, once we receive it, will become grist for the mill for our weekly Q&A with Layla. It's a weekly feature where we answer listener questions. And another way you can get questions to us is you can go to drhoffman.com on your PC or Mac, and you'll see on the homepage there's a rectangular box on the right, and if you click on it, it'll prompt you to pose a question, which you can record, and that question will be transmitted to us, and we'll then play it on a future edition of Intelligent Medicine. Take advantage of that feature because there's no wait in the doctor's office if you record a question at drhoffman.com. And so this item, how could a burger and Coke get you into serious trouble? All right, very interesting research because, look, we know that soft drinks are problematic. They add calories, and these are empty calories. There's no nutritional value, and what you're basically looking for is hydration and taste, but all that surplus energy that you get from the multiple teaspoons of sugar that are in a Coke or a Pepsi or any of the numerous soft drinks, and for that matter, sweetened fruit juices, these simply add to your caloric burden. But it's worse than that, according to a new study. It's quite fascinating. And a little technical here, so stay with me as we wade into the weeds a little bit. Having a sugar-sweetened drink with a high-protein meal may negatively affect energy balance, alter food preferences, and cause the body to store more fat. So it's not simply, the sugar in the drink goes into your cells and makes you fat. It's more complicated than that. All right. We found that about a third of the additional calories provided by the sugar-sweetened drinks, when taken with protein, were not burned off. Fat metabolism was reduced, and also it took less energy to metabolize the meals. Do you know that eating is exercise? The act of eating is work. But when you take sugar with a meal, there's actually, it puts a halt to the energy expenditure that occurs with eating. So several things going on here. So the research has found that the inclusion of a sugar-sweetened drink with a high-protein meal, which, that's what we say, eat a high-protein meal, want to lose weight. But you put a sugar-sweetened drink into that mix, it decreased fat oxidation, also known as fat burning, by 8%. So the sugar turned off the fat burning in addition to adding all those extra calories that need to be stored. The researchers here, a Dr. Shannon Casperson, said, quote, "We were surprised by the impact that the sugar-sweetened drinks had on metabolism when they were paired with high-protein meals." Now, here's the real problem. This combination also increased study subjects' desire to eat savory and salty foods for 4 hours after eating. So the sugar, you should say, well, great, I got my sugar, I'm good. You put gas in the gas tank, car goes farther. But it turns out that when you put sugar in your tank, it leads you to seek more sugar and salt. It stokes your appetite. So the researchers conclude, our findings suggest that having a sugar-sweetened drink with a meal impacts both sides of the energy balance equation. On the intake side, going in, the additional energy from the drink did not make people feel more satiated. It was not satisfying. In fact, au contraire, it made them crave more. on the expenditure side, i.e. burn-off, the additional calories were not expended and fat oxidation was reduced. The results provide further insight into the potential role of sugar-sweetened drinks. That's the largest single source of sugar in the American diet in promoting weight gain and obesity. So, wow, you know, this study indeed suggests problems when you add a sugar-sweetened beverage to an ordinary meal. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. All right. Thanks for calling us this hour. Our number 877-726-TALK. We got lots more time to take your phone calls, so stay with us.
Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1. With no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com.